We'll do it live.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Don't forget to sign up for our big poker tournament, our big poker night. It is 2 weeks from yesterday. It's creeping up on us, the 28th of August. So sign up tonight. I think they might extend the signups into next week, but I can't guarantee you that, man. But I can guarantee if you sign up tonight, you'll be on that list, and hopefully you'll be chosen, one of the chosen few, and you'll go on to play in the poker tournament on August 28th. To sign up, please sign up tonight. This might be the last night you can sign up. I'm not sure what's going on, but don't take a chance, all right? Don't, you know, you're going to kick yourself in the ass if you don't sign up for this tournament. Go and just send us an email, man. Just send us one email with your first name, your last name, and your email address. And I'm going to tell you where to send it in a second. But it's always the best event we do every year. We get about 500 guys and girls down there, drinkers, smokers, gamblers. Everybody has a great time. And but please, only sign up once. Don't sign up like 20 times because then they throw all of your entries away. You know, they kick you right out of the system. It sucks, but that's what they do. So sign up for it. And it's August 28th, the Commerce Casino, right between the little bit south of 710, north of the 605, right off the 5 freeway. Free food for the players, about 500 players there. The tournament goes on from 8 p.m., and the last table, usually not out of there until about 2 a.m. And everybody has a great time. We never get the kind of feedback that we get from any remote or any event or any broadcast like we do from these Commerce events. So go and email us your first name, last name, and email address. Just once, little buddies, to conwayshow@gmail.com. conwayshow@gmail.com. One more time. conwayshow@gmail.com. It's free to play, free to sign up, but you got to sign up to be one of the chosen few or one of the chosen people, right? All right, it is 9 o'clock, and every single weeknight at 9 o'clock, no matter what you're doing, right around nine, between 9 and 9:05, we like to do news with Gina Grad, everybody.
Now from the 97.1 newsroom. Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Look at that. Gina Grad with her own song now, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, bah, boom.
So, Tim, before we get started, do you like my hair?
You didn't get it cut? You did get it cut?
No,
you didn't?
I got it cut and colored, and it's blow-dried straight.
Thank God. I was going to mention something earlier, but every time I say, hey, you got your hair cut, you're like, no, I only did this to it. I only put it up to this. I only blow-dried it. I was combed it this way. I just put curlers in it. I don't know. Why do you want everybody to say I look different? Oh, I just I don't have any makeup on. It's a whole 10-minute run with you if you mention that you look different.
Well, I think I scared everyone into not mentioning it because
you did.
I feel like paranoid. I'll come in and just do whatever, and everyone's like, oh, what? You got a big date? You got something going on? No, I just got a haircut.
All right.
So now nobody mentions it. So you like it?
Yeah. What'd you pay for it? The whole deal.
Around 200.
No
Jesus
way.
Christ.
Why?
Are you kidding me?
No. I got a couple of treatments.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now
that's a third of her rent.
No, I was going to say, I mean, it looks like a $300 haircut.
Thank you very much.
You'll get it for $200, right?
Yeah.
Wow. What a bargain. $200. I got my haircut last time. It was $14.95 plus tip. $15 out the door.
You tipped her a buck?
No way. $14.95 plus tip.
Oh.
$15 out the door.
Oh, that's terrible.
Nah, I gave her a 20. Gave her a fin and a nickel.
Oh.
Five and five for you, young lady. Enjoy yourself. All right. What else going on in the news there, Gina Grab?
Well, Tim, musician Jackson Browne is suing presidential candidate John McCain and the rest of the Republican Party for using the song Running on Empty in a campaign ad. The singer-songwriter is charging copyright infringement and false endorsement.
Oh, man.
A McCain spokesperson said that the ad was actually put together by the Ohio Republican Party, but Browne's attorney held that they have the right defendants in a statement reading, "We have sued the Ohio Republican Party as well, and we have been informed and believe believe that McCain and his campaign were well aware of this ad. He also accused McCain of consistently using other bands' music without permission, like ABBA, John Mellencamp, all these other ads without permission, and they're not taking it anymore.
Well, I understand that. If I was, you know, if I produced a song and some campaign used it without my, you know, without my permission, I'd be pissed too.
Yeah, and I think that it's a little extra F you because not only did they do it, but it's McCain, and he's using it as a mudslinging tactic against Obama. And I'm pretty sure he's an Obama fan. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he might be. I don't know. All right. I just can't wait till November where this is all over.
Yeah.
You know, we got a new president, and everyone can go F themselves.
Yeah.
All right. What else going on in the news?
Well, former presidential candidate Howard Dean was interviewed recently by NPR, which is National Public Radio, and in a minor slip of the tongue referred to the Republican Party as the White Party.
What?
Describing what was wrong with them. So here's a little audio of that.
All right, here's a slip up by the chairman of the Democratic Party.
I think we should record all voters, and we haven't recorded Southern conservative working class folks, and we need to do that. But you know, our party has been a no majority party for a long time. The fact is that the Democratic Party is made up of lots of different people, and we're all minorities in our party. That's the way it's been for a long, long time. We're the party of opportunity. So the demographic trends favor the Democrats because we are an inclusive, accepting party. And if you look at folks of color, even women, they're more successful in the Democratic Party than they are in the white, than in the Republican Party.
Oh, ba-boom. Yeah, the white party, man. Look at that, dude.
It's like he's going to a gay event in Palm Springs.
Jesus Christ.
White party.
It's white party.
Party than they are in the white, than in the Republican Party. Because.
Slip of the tongue from my, what's his name again?
That's Howard Dean.
Howard Dean. Howard Dean is so pissed off. He could have been president of the United States if he wasn't so effing weird.
Are you a fan?
Yeah, I used to be of Howard Dean, yeah. And then all of a sudden he got weird on stage and, you know, yelling at everybody.
But it's nice to see that exuberance, you know, from a politician.
You know what? I don't hate the guy. I mean, you know, his job is to try to get the Democrats out there and get elected. And, you know, I know his job. But and he does. He obviously thinks that the Republican Party is the white party, and he'll say it. And it's not a slip of the tongue. He's just an a-hole. What can you do?
Well, we got Condoleezza up there.
Yeah. But all right, well, let me give you an example. Let's say that they were interviewing Pat Buchanan.
Okay?
And Pat Buchanan did the same thing. And he says, well, you know, our party is, you know, Martin Luther King was a Republican, which he was. And, you know, the left has always been for secession, and the Republicans have always been for inclusion. And, well, you know, the Democratic Party, the Black Party. Oh, I mean, the party of minorities. I mean, the party that's not the Republican Party. Anyway, the Democratic Party, there would be an S storm. There would be a complete effing storm. But this guy gets away, and everyone's like,
"Yeah,
who cares? It's Howard Dean." All right, again, can't wait till November. It's all over in November, and all these squirrels go back into their hiding for 3 years. All right, what else is going on in the news there, Gina Gray?
Well, Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps has collected his 6th gold medal at the Olympic Games in Beijing currently. And at this point, he said he's just taken to stuffing them in his warm-up jacket, to be honest. Furthermore, Phelps has acquired a total of 11 medals, officially beating Olympian Mark Spitz for the most total medals in the swimming competition. And here we have some audio of former record holder Mark Spitz saying how he feels about being beaten by Phelps.
Is he angry?
Not really.
No. All right. But he does seem pissed nowadays. All right. Here we go. Mark Spitz.
You know, somebody once told me that greatness is a matter of measure, which others judge themselves by. And I think that if Michael has judged his dreams by something that I had done, then I take that as a compliment. And I'm willing and ready. And I'm so excited for him, to be honest with you. Listen, this has lasted for 36 years. It's a long time. It's about time that somebody else takes the throne and And I'm very happy for him. I really, truly am.
I don't believe that for a second. I believe that all these athletes, you know, whether it's the rushing record, whether it's, you know, Wayne Gretzky's scoring record in the NHL, that's all they have after the game.
Right.
They don't want anyone to break it.
And do you love how he describes it as a burden? This thing has been lingering in the air. Yeah. I mean, it's about time somebody surpasses me.
But then again, he also had to tell everybody, yeah, I've had the record for 36 years, and nobody's approached the 36-year-old record that I had for 36 years. It's like, yeah, I know.
We
understand, Mark. And, you know, eventually these athletes are going to surpass you. It's the United States of America. Every single day, somebody in America is working on how to be faster, stronger, better, or bigger.
Right.
You know, that's all, you know, NASA developed these suits that they use now. Of course they're going to be faster.
Right.
You know, the guys that put the space shuttle up in space and put a man on the moon designed the suits that they're using at the Olympics. I think they're going to be faster than, you know, the guys were in Speedos.
No offense. Please.
Yeah. Please. All right. Anything else going on in the news there, Gina Grad?
Yes. Well, there is help on the way for famous late night sidekick Ed McMahon. As billionaire businessman, Donald Trump has offered to rescue the TV personality from foreclosure on his multi-million dollar Beverly Hills home. Mm-hmm. Trump's plan is to buy the home from the lender and lease it back to McMahon. McMahon's mortgage lenders filed notice of default in February when McMahon was about $644,000 behind. And here he says he's very grateful for the help, and his realtor had this to say about Trump's offer.
All right, here we go. Donald Trump telling everybody he's doing more charity work.
Having somebody come and try to step up to the plate in an unselfish act is sort of overwhelming.
Who said this?
That's McMahon's realtor.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, yeah, that guy's pleased because he made 6% of that deal. I think Donald Trump, you know, he's going to, as soon as, you know, Ed McMahon misses a payment, man, you watch.
That APR just skyrocketed.
Yeah, it'll be, hey-o, heave-ho, heave-ho.
You're fired.
Yeah. Get your neck brace and get out of here. Yeah, you know what? I don't mind Donald Trump doing something like that. But my dad taught me it's not charity if you tell everybody.
Yeah.
If you sit there at 7-Eleven, you go, hey, folks, I'm putting a dollar into the Jerry Kids jar.
In the give a penny, take a penny?
You too, at the slushy machine. Yeah, come look, I'm going to put a dollar into Jerry's Kids. Guys, reading the paper? Look, a dollar I'm putting into Jerry's Kids. Guys, folks, everybody, I'm putting a dollar in to help Jerry's Kids. That's not charity anymore.
Now, to play the devil's advocate, do you think there's any way that Trump could have done this and have had it gone under the radar?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
All of a sudden, McMahon's just, you know, magically cured of his foreclosure problems?
You know what he could have done? He could have said, Ed, I'm going to help. He could have said, I'm going to help Ed McMahon, but I'm going to put it through an additional company that I own that I'm not on the board of directors of. And, you know, because people do that all the time. They give anonymously to universities.
Right.
There was one guy that gave, I think it was like $200 million, $100 million to some university in Michigan and did it anonymously. Excuse me.
But people want someone to thank. I think it's kind of a jerk move to be anonymous.
No, it's a jerk move to say, look at me. Isn't it?
I guess, but then there's that lingering mystery and that, who did it? Just let's get it all over the open, send him a nice thank you card, and be done with it.
No. Right. It's Donald Trump, again, wanting to be in the news and wanting some, you know, some free PR.
Right.
In this case, not so free. He's got to buy Ed's house. And
$600,000.
Is that how much it was?
$644,000, yeah.
Wait a minute. He paid off the house.
And he's going to lease it back to McMahon.
But isn't that like a $4 million house?
Yeah, I think the house itself is around $3 million, actually.
Okay. All right, so let me get this straight.
Okay.
Ed McMahon owes $600,000 on a $3.5 million home.
Yeah.
Donald Trump takes a checkbook out of his hair, writes the check, gives it, you know, pays the house off for $600,000. Now, who owns the house?
Well, that's a great question, Tim.
Donald Trump does, right?
Yeah.
So he's just paid $600,000 to own a $3.5 million house.
Yeah.
Quite a bit of charity.
You're really breaking this down.
But isn't that what's
going
on?
You're absolutely right.
So Ed McMahon now is the foil and is the guy that got screwed.
Yeah, and he really is a real charity case now. I'd be very embarrassed.
He can live there, but now he's going to have to start leasing it from Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He's going to have to start paying
that rent to
Donald Trump.
Donald.
Every month now, he's got to write a check. You know, $14,500 to Donald Trump,
Oy.
Who now owns this $3 million house for $600,000. All right. Yeah, if you read between the lines, nobody does anything like that for free. You know, Donald Trump doesn't do that kind of charity work. Guy made a great deal.
Now I feel sorry for Ed McMahon again.
Donald Trump made 6 times his investment in an hour. Isn't that a good deal? Wouldn't you do that?
If I had the money, sure.
$100,000 can make 600, 500 grand in an hour. I'd do that. All right. Anything else going on in the news, Gina Griff?
Yes, well, finally, in a turn of events for school safety, a Texas school district will let their teachers bring guns to class this fall. The district superintendent said today in what experts said appeared to be a first in the United States. The board of the small rural Herald Independent School District unanimously approved the plan, and parents have not objected. Teachers who wish to bring guns will have to be certified to carry a concealed handgun in Texas and get crisis training and permission from school officials. Recent school shootings in the United States have prompted some calls for school officials to allow students and teachers to carry legally concealed weapons. Oh, God.
There you go. Can you turn the volume up on that any louder so we can blow everybody's ears out? Jesus Christ, Randy.
God.
Randy.
I'm doing what you asked.
But you that really hurt my effing ears.
Yeah, he has those God scary headphones.
Tim, your wish was my command.
All right, but you're
that trigger finger, no pun intended.
It's Friday, I'm gonna let it go. But if this was Monday, I would have come in there and stuck this pen in your ear and see how you feel. Please, Randy. You're employee of the quarter. You're a very hard worker, very dedicated. Please don't do that anymore. And again, if it was anybody else, I would have come in there and put this pen through their goddamn ear.
Well.
But because it's you, and I do respect you, and you work your ass off, I will just ask you very nicely not to do that again.
Let you off with a warning.
Thank you, sir.
All right. So,
God damn it, that hurt.
Whew, but Texas does bar guns at schools without the school's permission. Now, I think the interesting thing about this is it says not only in some places are the teachers allowed to do it, but the students are as well.
Good.
So you have a little standoff.
Everybody bring your guns.
A little duel by the kickstand bike rack.
But if you're a kid and you're going to that school and you're one of these Columbine idiots, I remember the names of those two creeps, but let's say you are one of those idiots who wants to go in and shoot a school up.
Yeah.
You wouldn't do it if you knew all the teachers were armed.
And if the teachers are packing.
Yeah, you go and pass. I'll go to the next school.
And you know, like we discussed another day, that shop teacher doesn't have a whole lot, you know, to live for.
No.
So he'll just go right for you.
Yeah, he'll go right for your face. Yeah, he'll blow your ass right up. That's if he can get those electric, like if the guy's from the electric teacher, he's got to get those sausage fingers into that little trigger, though. I don't know what happened to these guys in electric shop, but every guy who teaches electric shop has fingers the size of baseball bats.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's constant, you know, current going through them, or a shock, or the solder, or the welding, or what.
Right.
But man, have they blown up? So that guy's worthless. You have to throw the gun at you.
I was just going to say that.
But I agree with them. I think that every teacher should have a gun in every class. Yeah. And that's the way they prevent these a-holes.
Would you feel comfortable sending Sophia to a school where you know her teacher was armed?
I would request that she be armed. If my daughter's going to a school, I would ask the principal, do you guys allow the teachers to carry guns?
Oh, absolutely not.
Then pass. We're moving on. Thank you very much, sir. All right. Anything else going on in the news?
That's what's happening.
All right. The news with Gina Grad, everybody.
Gina. The news with Gina Grad.
You know, say what you will about Michael Bolton, the man can write a song.
Give us 8.5 minutes and we'll fill it with words.
All right, man. Look at that. Michael Bolton, everybody. All right. Am I on the moon here? Or, you know, am I just too much of a complete gun advocate and a complete nut? Or would you feel more comfortable and would you feel safer if your son or daughter went to school where the teachers were packing? All the teachers were armed. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? And again, this is the very first school district in Texas that has done this in the history of the United States. So there might be a trend towards this. You know, for a lot of times in the 90s or for, you know, in the 80s and the 90s, the trend was kids going into schools and wiping out the students with guns. Now, I think it might be swinging back here and saying, all right, we're going to try to prevent this and allow the teachers and the principal to carry guns. And if one of these a-holes comes in to try to eliminate 20 or 30 students, he's going to be popped in the first couple of minutes or the first couple of seconds of his venture. All right. Would you feel comfortable sending your kid to a school knowing all the teachers had guns? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, I think here's an additional advantage to that happening. The kids who are the troublemakers in school, the a-holes who actually, you know, tell the teachers to go F themselves, it's not a majority. It's a small minority of people. But those kids would think twice about calling the teacher an a-hole or even taking a punch at a teacher if they knew that teacher had a gun. And I think there'd be a lot more respect and a lot less crazy mischief behavior in a class knowing that that teacher has a gun. You know, maybe you wouldn't throw that paper airplane. Maybe you wouldn't be, chewing gum or talking out of turn. And maybe you would, you know, sit up a little straighter if you knew the guy in front of the class had a gun on him. All right. Again, am I completely on the moon here? And I don't think I am. I think I'm in the majority. I think this audience that we have here at 97.1 Free FM, I think most of you guys would favor this, where, you know, you send your kids to school and all the teachers and the principal have guns. 520-9710. That's our main number here in Southern California. And 888-520-9710. And now, I'm not just for, you know, these teachers and the principal and perhaps the cafeteria lady loading up. I think that once you get to college, that kids should be able to carry guns themselves. I mean, you know, in Virginia, was it Virginia or Virginia Tech where all those kids were killed?
Virginia Tech.
Yeah. Virginia Tech were those
Tech.
I was adjusting my chair when I said it. Randy, please, I'm going to come in there and strangle you. Virginia Tech. Those kids may be alive today if the students, the fellow students, were allowed to carry guns. You know, somebody could have blasted that a-hole in the first couple of seconds or perhaps the first minute, and those kids might be alive today, you know. And instead of being buried in a cemetery right now with a headstone, maybe some of them would be enjoying their summer vacation right now and excited to go back to school and, start going to football games and socializing and joining fraternities as opposed to sitting there cold, dead in the ground with a headstone. All right, let's talk to Mario in El Monte on 97.1 Free FM.
I think it's a good idea, man. First of all, I don't think they're going to give a gun just to any a-hole, so they're going to give her the proper training to the teachers. But then what's going to stop the teacher from putting a bullet in one of these students' heads, you know? And they get an F or something.
Well, then Then don't get an F.
You're going to see better grades.
Yeah, you got to work your ass off now.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thank you for calling. You know, if my teacher did have a gun, though, I would want to sit towards the back of the class. I wouldn't want that guy to go nuts one day, and I'd be right there in the front lines. I'd like to be sitting back midway, maybe a ninth, tenth row, if not the last row, and just watch the fireworks from afar. Lee in East L.A., you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Oh, hey, what's up?
Hey.
I'd be happy if they'd be packing heat, man.
Yeah, do you got kids?
Nah, don't want any either. Yeah. I don't want them going into a classroom and packing heat and blowing everybody away.
All right, how old are you?
25.
25, good for you, buddy. Yeah, hey. I think it's a good idea. Where'd you go to school?
East L.A., Roosevelt.
East, is that LAUSD?
No, East Los Angeles. Yeah, LAUSD.
Yeah, I went to LAUSD, too. It didn't really work out for me. And you?
Yeah, but it worked out fine. I went to college, but you know what?
Where'd you go to college?
CSU Northridge.
Good for you, man. What are you doing now?
Computer programming.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, kicking ass, huh?
Yeah. Baldy from East L.A.
Look at you. All right, hold on one second. Are you a soccer fan?
Sure.
All right, hold on one sec. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to see Chivas USA. They battle the San Jose Earthquakes at the Home Depot Center August 23rd. Visit cdchivasusa.com for all the latest in Major League Soccer action. So get out there August 23rd, man. It's coming up. All right, there's a school district that says, let's bring those guns in. All the teachers are allowed to come in. Pack them. It's a good idea. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. This is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
We don't need no thought control.